You're back with Annie and Tobias on Solidarity Breakfast on 3CR, your community radio station. And we've got Sue Bolton on the line. G'day, Sue. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, hard act to follow, I have to say. But we particularly wanted to have a chat with you because apparently Socialist Alliance has bowed to requests for you to stand in the seat of Wills in the next federal election.
Yes, so I've been, even though I was recently elected to the Mirrabeck Council, a number of people have asked me to stand in the federal election because they want an alternative to Peter Halil to vote for in the seat of Wills. So I'm standing. It'll be a short, sharp campaign. We need to make sure that when we throw Peter Halil out of Parliament, we don't replace him with a right-wing conservative like Liberal Party. So that's why I'm now standing on behalf of Socialist Alliance.
Yeah, which is pretty amazing. I don't know if people realise this, that Peter Cahill is... he's in charge of the standing committee that looks into Australia's defence issues, isn't he?
Well, he's in charge of the security committee.
Yeah, that's it.
As well, yeah, which is the committee that bans particular groups. And, you know, I believe there's some groups on the list of banned organisations that shouldn't be banned because they're really liberation sort of groups. So Peter Halil is very involved in security issues, and in his career prior to becoming a parliamentarian, he had some kind of security role in Iraq during the US occupation of Iraq. I'm not exactly sure of his exact role, but he's certainly always been a supporter of Israel.
Yeah, well, so what I'm getting at is he's not just a person who is a local representative in an area that has got a very high percentage of people who have relocated from Middle Eastern areas and are deeply concerned about what's going on there, but he actually has his finger on the pulse in terms of Australia's policies in this area.
No, absolutely. So he is someone who would be seen within the Labor Party as an up-and-coming, you know, cabinet minister and up-and-coming leader within the Labor Party. And he has been very focused on these issues for years. And, you know, really those security sort of portfolios are generally very reactionary, but then he's also been a supporter of Israel for, you know, at least 20 years, maybe longer, having been a visiting fellow at a pro-Israeli American think tank between 2004 and 2007, touring Israel with a Zionist lobby group in 2010. He opposed the resolution at the ALP National Conference in 2018, which recognised Palestinian statehood. So he's historically, not just since the current genocide in Gaza began, but historically he has had a Zionist position.
And luckily it seems like the community is really responding in a cohesive way against him. Every placard that I've seen up and down Sydney Road that has his face on it is defaced in some way, or maybe improved should be, not defaced, you know?
Improved, I'd say.
So today, one of the main reasons we've got you on this morning is, one, to thank you for putting your hand up, but also that there's an election volunteers workshop today at Coburg Library.
That's right. And if anyone is free and wants to come along, you're most welcome. It'll be at 2 p.m. Today at the Coburg Library Meeting Room in the Victoria Street Mall in Coburg. But if anyone is interested in helping out and can't come today, please contact me, or you could even contact Annie and she'd be happy to pass on your details. I can give out my phone number in a minute. And we're also, Social Science is also participating in a campaign group which has been formed called Vote Palestine Wills. And this was initiated by Free Palestine Melbourne, and involves Free Palestine Melbourne, involves the Greens, because, you know, Samantha Ratnam, former leader of the Greens in Victoria, is standing in the seat of Wills as well, and Socialist Alliance, and, you know, some other groups within the Muslim community as well. And so that group has been formed to say to people, you know, vote for one of these pro-Palestine candidates in the seat of Wills. And I think it is important that this group is formed, because we don't just want to dump the Labor MP Peter Khalil and replace him with someone who's even worse, i.e., you know, Liberal National Party. We want a left progressive, a left wing, and hopefully socialist. The stronger the socialist vote is, the better, because that will also, make sure that if the Greens are elected, and there's a high chance that they will be, that they stay true on the issue of Palestine and don't waver on that issue. So I think the higher the vote for me and Socialist Alliance is, the better, because that is a very strong message that we won't tolerate anyone who gets elected on the Palestine ticket, but on the Palestine issue, but then wavers in Parliament. I think that's important, but also it's likely that the Greens won't get elected without preferences. So, in a sense, they actually do need socialists to stand in this election as well. But Socialist Alliance is standing just in our own right, because we want to get rid of Peter Khalil, who's an all-round right-winger within the Labor Party. Just as recently as the end of last year, I heard him say at a public event that the Labor Party is calling for ceasefire. He's calling for ceasefire, but there's nothing Labor can do to force a ceasefire. Well, actually, they can switch off weapons. They can carry out wide-ranging sanctions against Israel. And it's not just a question of stopping bombing. There needs to be a lifting of the siege, a lifting of the blockade, free movement of Palestinians, an end to the occupation of Palestine, and penalties on Israel for conducting this most horrific genocide. So, yeah, the response of Peter Khalil and the Labor Party has been absolutely horrific in being, you know, aiders and abettors of genocide by not standing up to Israel. But also even on other issues, you know, basically the Labor Party really is just a pale imitation of the Liberal National Party, and, you know, it's carrying out policies in the interests of the capitalist class on a whole wide range of issues, including putting unions into administration, like, you know, the CFMU is an incredibly anti-democratic measure which can be used against any organisation, even other political parties as well. It gives a government the power to intervene in any union or organisation, not just the CFMU. So this is, you know, horrific anti-democratic measure. And And we're seeing the most appalling transfer of wealth from the working class towards the richest 1% of Australians.
But fortunately, you're riding a wave of popularity with your re-election and then a successful CFMEU meeting that spoke about this, creating a viable political solution to represent the working class in Parliament. And here it is at the start of the new year.
Yes, that's right. We're hoping to get a big left vote in the seat of Wills. That would be really, really important, because we don't want people to draw the conclusion to go to the right because the Labor Party's been so rotten. We want people to look towards left-wing, pro-people solidarity solutions.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Sue. So, election volunteer workshop today, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Coburg Library. But if you want, you can ring up and leave your details and we can pass them on.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.